Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball in Washington. Unveiling a new national strategy policy Monday, President Donald Trump said the U.S. faces challenges from rogue nations, terrorist groups, and other powers.
We also face rival powers, Russia and China, that seek to challenge American influence, values, and wealth. We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
Now, China's reacting to Trump's new policy. VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing reports on what the government and the Chinese people are saying.
The response from the foreign ministry spokeswoman was that, you know, cooperation is the only choice. That's the right choice. A little bit earlier, the embassy in Washington, D.C. had released a statement that talked a little bit about how it's a choice between cooperation and confrontation. And of course, you know, cooperation is the right choice.
Japan has decided to expand its ballistic missile defense system in response to a growing threat from North Korean rockets. Tokyo said it added ground-based radar stations and interceptors to the current missile defense system deployed on Japanese warships. The Chinese Ministry foreign spokesperson said that all countries should consider the security concerns of other countries as well as their own. This came after North Korea tested a new, more powerful ballistic missile on November 29th that could hit major U.S. cities as well as fly over Japan. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe earlier this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert.
How much of the true commentary that's getting out there, we don't know, but definitely a lot of people talking about this on social media, putting their comments up there when they can, and if they're, you know, not the right comments, then they'll get removed.
After careful investigation, the United States is publicly attributing the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. We do not make this allegation lightly. We do so with evidence, and we do so with partners. Other governments and private companies agree. The United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Japan have seen our analysis, and they join us in denouncing North Korea for WannaCry. Commercial partners have also acted. Microsoft traced the attack to cyber affiliates of North Korean government, and others in the security community have contributed their analysis.
Pyongyang had long been suspected of distributing the computer virus called WannaCry in May, which locked out users in at least 150 countries from access to files and other critical functions. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired a missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, saying it was aimed at Riyadh's palace. The Saudi-led coalition has been battling the Houthis for nearly 3 years and says that it intercepted the missile, while Saudi state media said no one was hurt. The United Nations spokesman Rupert Colville urged all parties to respect obligations under international law to protect civilians. The United Nations Children's Fund reports an alarming rise in violence and criminality in the Central African Republic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva that the violence and instability continues to spread throughout the country, and in the Southwest especially, which previously had been spared the crisis, is now the worst hit region. A UNICEF representative in the CAR says some agencies had different times of years had had to temporarily suspend their activities because of threats from criminals and armed groups. Twitter says it's now enforcing new rules aimed at filtering out hateful and abusive content on the social network, including messages that promote or glorify violence. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
World news from VOA.
VOA. Begin.